Okay, so we're all on the bus. Lots of chattering school children upstairs. And all the guides are dressed up in black trousers and white shirts and waistcoats and flat caps. The school children have gone a bit more upmarket. They're wearing flapper dresses.
Right, kids, give it a cheer. We're underway. The maiden voyage of Titanic Explorer has begun.
Yeah! Colin Cobb, you started off the Titanic walking tour, so this is another step in your journey.
Yes, started Titanic walking tours about 4 years ago, so we're still going to run both of them together, a walking tour and a bus tour together, to get people the full Titanic story of our famous ship.
Come on, kids upstairs, what's the ship called to the left? It's called the Pneumatic.
You said the Stella Line there?
And that's it, you stand up. Can you all see the green gates here out to your left? This is one of the original entrances to the shipyard. These green gates, the workers had to turn up here at the yard at 6:20 in the morning, and they worked at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Gosh, I've never been up this close before. That is massive. That was the size of the ship.
Yeah, and a bit more. The door had to be extended back 37 feet. This is the Titanic dry dock. It's actually called the Thompson Dry Dock, named after Robert Thompson, chairman of the Belfast Harbour Office. The dock wasn't really built for Titanic. It was built for those kind of ships in mind. And Olympic was the first one in here on April Fool's Day of 1911.
You are an encyclopedia.
Thank you very much.
We're just leaving the bitterly cold Thompson Dock. Common sense has prevailed. Hope the weather's a bit kinder for the tours later on in the year. It should be. It's just so bitter down here today.
It's very cold.
So this is the pump house now, where there's a cafe. Thank goodness.
We had a Titanic day back in November time.
Lisa McClure is a Primary 7 teacher at Oakwood Integrated Primary School in Derryahy. Her class were on the tour today.
We had dressed up as the Titanic and we did a radio interviews and video broadcast of the Titanic survivors coming off the Titanic.
Are the kids big into it?
They are. We spent the term, it was our topic for the term, up before Christmas. So we spent a whole term on it and doing a lot of journalism and linking it into the curriculum with literacy. But then we did it on a more practical day. We had our afternoon Titanic tea party as well, so we had scones and cream.